The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
Violent rallies protesting Donald Trump's presidency are still raging in America. Just yesterday, a teenager wearing a shirt with Make America Great Again was bashed. The attacker has now been charged with assault. It happened at a university rally against Trump in Maryland. It is the latest in a string of violent attacks from anti-Trump protesters following the billionaire's election to president. And there's a shocking video online of a man being bashed on the street of Chicago. That's been around for a few days now. Onlookers were screaming, "He voted Trump," as this bloke was being bashed. And there are reports of Trump voters being attacked in New York and Connecticut. But when are the protests going to stop? Since Trump won, protests have erupted in Manhattan, Philadelphia, Oakland, Atlanta, Phoenix, Indiana, and many other locations. And some of the worst and most violent protests have taken place in the city of Portland, with flares thrown at police and shots fired. But get this, it's been revealed that during the rallies in Portland, more than half of the 112 anti-Trump protesters who were arrested didn't even bother to vote. So 112 anti-Trump protesters were arrested, but records prove that half of them didn't even bother to vote. At least 70 of the demonstrators either didn't vote at all or weren't registered to vote. Only 25 out of the 112 actually voted. Well, if these people can't be bothered to vote, then why are they out there protesting against Trump? They should have protested by voting at the ballot box. They didn't get off their backside to support Hillary Clinton, but they run amok when Donald Trump wins. If you don't care enough to vote, surely you can't get angry when the result doesn't go your way. Can you imagine the reaction if these were Trump supporters rioting at the moment because they wouldn't accept Hillary Clinton's victory? Trump would be slammed if that happened. It's time for the rioters to grow up and get over it. They've got a new president. He's not sworn in yet. That'll happen in late January.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.